It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Everyone hears that they should use a cover letter. It's a throwback to the days where people would type a resume on a typewriter and mail it to a company, and they would attach it to the top of their resume. In other words, they would cover the resume, hence it was called the cover letter. Well, now times are different. We're emailing, obviously. You know, we can send it in a variety of different ways. Yet we still call it a cover letter. What's the right way to use one? How should you do it? Well, I try to address that in this particular podcast. I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you'd find Job Search Coaching HQ helpful. JobSearchCoachingHQ.com is my site with curated information from around the web that's designed to help you find work more quickly. Plus, and this is really the most important part of the site, you can ask me questions to help you with your job search. Because after all, you know recruiters aren't there to help you, they're there to help themselves. And you know if you ask an employer for advice, you know they're looking out for their interest. Who's it looking out for you? Well, you can ask, you know, a friend, a family member, a wife, husband, partner, your dog, you know, a former boss. Yeah, you can ask all of them, but, you know, at best, they may have hired some people, but they haven't dealt with your specific circumstance like I probably have. After all, I filled more than 1,200 full-time positions plus consulting assignments for people all over the United States in all sorts of different fields. Let me help you. It's $24.99 a month if you sign up for a month. If you go for longer, it costs less per month. In other words, for the price of a hardcover book, you get great advice. Plus, discounts on resume critiques, LinkedIn profile critiques, full-out coaching from me. So again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com is the site, and now come join me and listen to the show, then come back and sign up.
I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff organizations for 40-plus years. Let's spend a little bit of time talking about how to really use cover letters properly, because I see so few that are worth a damn. So let me just, you know, straighten you out about using cover letters properly. Now, no one mails resumes anymore, so the idea of a cover letter is an anachronism to an old time. What we're really talking about is, number one, using the body of your email as what used to be a cover letter. Number two, what goes into that cover letter? Now, normally if you're sending a resume, you have some idea of a position the firm is trying to fill. So what you want to do is have quick visual information that causes someone to know that you're qualified to do the job. So whatever your understanding is of the role, that is if you're applying for a position and not just simply, you know, sending your resume over the transom like a hand grenade, but assuming that you know that there's a position there, what a firm is looking for, you provide a quick visual with bullet points related to what you've done that makes you qualified and how what you've done helped your firm make money and how much, or save money and how much. How you made your manager look good, how you helped your firm be more profitable in some way, shape, or form. And then you include a resume that includes many of the same details. So yes, you do have to tailor your resume because no one calls anyone because you sent that same generic resume. They call people who demonstrate that they fit a role. So the cover letter is a teaser for the resume, and the resume has to clearly support what you say in the cover letter. It's not enough to say, well, I didn't include it in my resume, but this is also what I've done. You can't do that because firms believe it's a trivial part of your work and irrelevant to what they're looking for. No firm hires someone who dabbled at something. They hire people who are expert at something. except if it's a plus in the job description. So again, what you want to do is use your cover letter as a teaser for the resume and have the resume support what you put in the cover letter. So this is Jeff Altman. Hope you found the video helpful. If you did and you're watching on YouTube, share it. Leave a comment, click the like button. Let people know in some way that this was a helpful video for you. Now, I also want to encourage you to come over to my website, which is jeffaltman.com. There's a lot of useful content there. So there's, you know, information about my books and guides to job hunting. All my videos are there as well as on YouTube. You can receive a complimentary subscription to No BS Job Search Advice e-zine, which I publish weekly with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. Plus, you can read previous articles from the e-zine as well and listen to podcasts on my radio shows. One is called Job Search Radio. The other is called No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Each comes out weekly with great advice for job hunters. There's places that you can post your resume to, positions I'm recruiting for, information about my coaching program. Just go over to jeffaltman.com and go explore it. A few final things. If you have a couple of quick questions that you want me to answer, call me via liveperson.com. Liveperson is a service. It does charge. And yes, I do charge for my time. But when all is said and done, you'll get great advice from me if you have a few questions. If you want to enter coaching, there's information about my coaching program at vippersonalsearch.com, where I work with people one-on-one to help you with your coaching. Next, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. The address is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Last, if your firm, your current firm, is trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether I can mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. So this is Jeff Altman. Hope you have a great day. Take care.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.